Okay, I'm sorry, Daf.
Today is Daf Lamed Gimel. Before we begin, let's
you said the Mishnah.
Right, so in order to get into the Gemara, I think we should learn the Mishnah first, okay? Let's learn the Mishnah. Let's go back to the Mishnah.
Oh.
And the end of the parak, the Kusim. B'nois Kusim. Okay, this is the parak called B'nois Kusim, the famous parak.
I remember seeing this parak. I saw Rashi quote,
B'nois Kusim. It's a very famous parak.
I forgot which parsha he writes this.
B'nois Kusim, Nidois Ma'adi Sasan. Okay, so the Mishnah here says that B'nois Kusim, the daughters of Kusim, that Nidois Ma'adi Sasan from their crib. The moment they're born.
Talking about the Kutiyim?
Kusi, yeah.
That was Megar because of the lion.
Aros, the lions. Sancheidiv ba, and he was Mabalbal the whole world, and he put the Kusim in Eretz Yisrael. And what happened? In the beginning, they were observant. They were observant Jews. They were Megayer.
Well, but our Karach, they were Megayer because of the lions.
Oh, so first they were Goyim.
What was the story with the lion? How did the lions come about?
What happened was Sancheiriv relocated them to Eretz Yisrael, the Kusim.
Yeah.
They were living there, and they were living as Goyim.
Yeah.
They were not observant.
Yeah.
Why should they be, right? They're Goyim. And then what happened was there was a series of attacks on them from the lions. Lions in an unusual way ate them up.
Where did the lion? This was a punishment. Lions.
They came out of the forest to eat them up.
Okay.
So they asked people why is
not
this
all the Kutiyim, some
no,
of them.
Some of them. So they asked, why is this happening to us? So they were told, that I guess the Nevi'im, I don't know who told them, whoever told them, they were Nevi'im who lived in that those times.
Worse.
So they said to them, because this is a holy land, and the holy list does not tolerate, by Goyim.
That's
land,
the reason why the Rabban Tzvi Sadoim was
obliterated.
Liberated because it was part of Eretz Yisrael, right? Otherwise, there was a lot of...
Averis.
Right.
In Eretz Yisrael, it's Hashem's house. Hashem does not tolerate nonsense in his own house. Paltim Shal Melech. Right. Beautiful. Paltim Shal Melech.
Oh, that's what the Shalach Kaddish uses, the Lashon, yeah.
You got to be a Madrega to go in there. You just can't stand with it. You have to be right.
That's the reason why there's a Rabbeinu Bechaim, a Rabbeinu Chaim. Everybody calls this Rabbeinu, except for the Marit. He's a Talmud Toya. He says it's a type of Rabbeinu Chaim never said this. But everybody wonders of this. Everybody calls across the board. You know the famous Rabbeinu Chaim, Balatai? Oh, you don't know what he says? Today, you know, there's no mitzvah going to Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvah Tlis Baretz, and he says, and because of the Shvashas Drachim. By the way, the Rav Moshe talks about it. He gives his own, Rav Moshe quotes this in one of the Dibras. Satmar Rebbe has so many pshatim on them. You know, he rips it apart. He explains every... Okay, now, mate.
Okay, so it says over here in the Mishnah that the Kusim, so they were misbehaving. What happened when they were misbehaving? The along came the lions ate them up. The lions came along and they asked him, why is this happening?
Right.
And they told me because it's a whole little, the land does not tolerate nonsense.
So therefore?
So what did they do? They converted to Yadus. They converted.
But it wasn't with Shem Shemayim.
That was the question. That was the big debate. Was the
Chachamim?
What?
The debate by whom? By the Chachamim?
By Chazal.
Well, it's considered a real gear.
Was it considered a sincere gerus? So somehow they were Gary Emes. It was the sincere Garris.
Providing that they have to continue to observe. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but
did you know, according to the Rambam, and others say that if someone if someone gets married,
Chasmus.
Yes, if he's observant, but the evidence consider a good Garris.
That's today. That's all Shal Til. Tumat today, probably 90% of the Garris was not today is because
all
of marriage.
Really?
Yes, that's what they do today. Today is they wait and see. If a person is converting and he says clear, I want to marry this girl. The girl said to me that I cannot marry, that she will not marry me. If I'm a girl, I have to convert. I'm converting because I want to marry her. So how do you know that it's L'Shem Shemayim? So the end, like you just said, is that we wait until we see if that he continues to observe the mitzvahs
right,
after he's married.
Right.
Then retroactively, we know it's L'Shem Shemayim. Not. That's how it's done today. There are gedolim that disagree with that. If Aaron Soloveitchik was very machmir, not. He was very against gayers. Aaron Soloveitchik. Rashi's brother, Aaron Soloveitchik.
Yeah, he moved to Chicago later.
Right. So he was very against. He was a Das Yochan on this matter, and he
really.
He was very against Gairus. I have a cousin who's a rabbi, and he became a rabbi in a shul with a rabbi.
What's his name?
Salvechik. And he became a rabbi.
He's a cousin of yours or a cousin of his?
A cousin? No, he's a grandson of Aaron Salvechik.
Oh, and he's your cousin?
Through marriage.
Okay, I got
through
it.
Through marriage. So when he took a job in the shul, there's a very famous rabbi who does a lot of Gairus.
Who's this rabbi?
help me.
I'm just curious. You know why? Because we did a lot of geiras in our mikveh. A lot of rabbis
so
came.
Probably this is the rabbi. What's his name?
Where does he live, by the way?
What's his name? On the east side. What's his name?
Oh, so he must have come to our place.
Of course, of course. What's his name? Tell me.
Haskell Luckstein?
Luckstein, yes. Luckstein.
He converted. How do you call Ivanka? Ivanka.
Ivanka. So my cousin was his assistant rabbi.
But you realize. Okay, amongst the modern rabbis, he's considered very controversial.
Yes.
Okay, next.
No, amongst the modern rabbis, he's considered very good. Amongst the Haredi rabbis.
No, even amongst the modern rabbis,
yeah?
Really
so
to
bad.
The left.
He's all right. Okay, whatever.
Okay, whatever.
So
okay.
He became a rabbi, so he told them that I only can have.
But he comes from a very from family, by the
yes,
way.
Yes, yes. His father was, yes, I know all about him.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So my cousin became a rabbi, if I'm not mistaken. He told him that he cannot. He cannot be involved in Geirus.
Who told what? The
my
what?
Cousin Soloveitchik says because his grandfather. He has to be loyal to his grandfather, and even though his grandfather is a das yochid, but he can't do anything. So that was part of the arrangement, the agreement that he has nothing to do with the Geirus.
And he Rabbi Luckstein, your cousin.
He was his assistant rabbi for 10 years.
Really?
He was his right-hand man for 10 years.
And his wife is a cousin for you?
No. No, he is a cousin to me.
Oh.
He's a
and
cousin
his name is Soloveitchik.
His name is Soloveitchik.
I got it.
So, okay, Erechanam. So this is a very complicated sugya. It's not a sugya, but over here, the acoustic verse. The crash was Geri Emes or Geri Arroyois.
What did they pass again?
This is machlekes. There's no answer. There's no resolution to the question what it was. However, are they goyim or not? Are they goyim Jews or not Jews? Well, but at the end of the day, like you said, it doesn't make a difference because even
but
those,
we paskin today.
Not so posher today. Today we consider the good geirus if they continue. Today we don't
if
have.
If he observes.
If he observes it, but that was not the case by the time of the Nevi'im.
No.
It was a different darga then. The point over here is.
Were they observant, by the way?
Were
they observant?
Yes, they were observant.
Throughout the whole,
but even though they were observing, the question was, they were not. It was not. That was the question. Was it l'shem shemaim? Was it not l'shem shemaim?
I got it.
However. Very, very critical. Over time, the kusim began to become lax in their mitzvah observance.
Really?
So ultimately, Chazal, at a later point in time, were gozer upon them, regardless of if their geiris was sincere or not.
Yeah.
Mikanu lahaba, we could treat them like goyim. That was the list. Even if they were Jews,
really?
Because
wow.
The degree...
But now we consider them goyim. We view them as goyim.
But... We treat them. I don't know exactly what that means, but they were treated pretty much like the end. Now, does that mean? I don't know exactly what that means, but that is regardless of the earlier tekufa. The machlekes in the Gemara are the Geri Eris, Geri Emes, Geri Arayus was short lived.
What do you mean?
It was only for a tekufa of time.
But then
later, what happened was even the kusim that whatever they were, they began to stop doing the mitzvahs. They began.
You said certain mitzvahs mean all mitzvahs.
All mitzvahs. They began to go back to the old way. They were goyim upon them. They're like goyim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not like an Am Haaretz. You know, Am Haaretz is a Jew.
Not only that, they caused trouble also with Kiddush HaChodesh. Now,
right? I don't know. I don't know all the stories. I don't know anything. I don't know. What do
Speak
I know?
Speak of Mashiach.
Okay, so let's look at the Mishnah. Mishnah is Benois Kusim Nidus Me'adi Sasa. Okay, the Benois Kusim, the girls of the Kusim are Nidois. Oh, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? Welcome. Got a Gemara for you? Is that... They're Nidois Me'adi Sasa from the moment they come out of the crib. Okay, Ve'akusim. So I've
never heard of this. Nidois, but Sasan?
Me'adi Sasan. They were Goyzer upon them.
Okay.
It's a Gzera.
That means they're Tumah. They're
an Avatumah. A Nidois is an Avatumah.
Yeah,
next.
Yeah.
Ve'akusim. What's a kusi male? They are mitamin mishkav tachton keel yoin keel din. Now that's a very complicated statement. Okay, a kusi is a kusi. This leads to the later takana. They have a din of an azov. Okay, keel yoin eshal zog. The mitamin mishkav of Hashem. We're learning the Mishnah. Daf lamid amid base. Lamid al base. Loi mitin aleph, but a base as well. Loi mitin aleph and mitin beis, like that. Lamed aleph, amid beis. Lamed aleph amid beis. The Mishnah. We're first doing the Mishnah. Then we're going to jump. We're going to jump to the Gemara. So learning the Yisoidistic halacha over here is that a kusi is an avatum. What happens when an avatum sits down? What happens when an Ava Tumas sits down upon something? What happens?
Tumas
the object.
Tumas Medras.
Midras. Now, normal, under normal circumstances, when a Zav, a Zava, a Nida, a Yoleda sits down upon a chair, what happens to the chair?
You can't sit in the train anymore.
You can't sit in the train anymore. The train is made of plastic, though. So now who's the Mekabel Tuma? You want to say it's Mekabel Tuma? Does the Mishkan Vloish of Haftav Adin Av? Rishol Liman, he knows.
The assistant rabbi just arrived.
The assistant rabbi?
Are you the assistant?
He gave the show yesterday? You came yesterday?
Was I here yesterday? No.
Oh, you weren't here yesterday?
No.
No, I wasn't. But I did a little chazar by myself.
You should have come and give the shir.
I should give the shir.
Why not? Why not? Your great grandson will say, my elder Zayda, he gives the daf yomi shir.
Yeah.
Nachas to the Orenikol.
I have a grandson that could give the shir.
Father?
He knows it backwards and forwards.
But what about the great grandson? The great grandson give nachas. Say that my
I don't think I have a great granddaughter.
Great granddaughter. The great granddaughter will say.
Gemara, but I've heard of some women.
The great granddaughter will say that my elder Zayda, he gives daf yomi.
My son was supposed to go out on a date with a girl, and you know the grandmother came over to find out, is it okay if your wife learns Gemara, and you know,
so what do you say?
The family said we wouldn't mind if she learns Gemara. That sounds okay, and because we didn't sound enthusiastic, she says, no, this isn't the right shit for my daughter.
I would have said for money.
You
do whatever you want for the right price.
Your son what? You didn't do it.
We said it's fine. We wouldn't mind, you know, but if we
wasn't enthusiastic enough.
Yeah.
It wasn't a little shma.
Yeah.
All right, don't worry about it. Let's go right there. B'nois kusim nidas v'yarisasim v'akusim mitamim mishka v'tachtan ke'elyoy. Now, what does that mean? That's a mouthful, and it's not even our sugya. We're just talking the mishka v'yarisasim v'akdaba. Under ordinary circumstances, a person who's a zav, a nidhi lettuce, they sit down on a chair. What happens? The chair is an av hatumah. Now, if the chair is an av hatumah,
the same level as themselves.
Is it, right, exactly. The zav is an avatumah. The chair is an avatumah.
Yeah.
Now, if the chair is an avatumah, what is that? What power to be an avatumah is a very chosh v'zach, because you can then be metame odam v'kelim. The only type of tumah to be metame a human being and a utensil is an av hatumah. A rishon l'tumah cannot be metame odam v'kelim. Good?
Yeah.
So now, under normal circumstances, when we learn the Tumah Torah, we always are taught that a Tumah goes down one notch. If we start with the Avi Avos and it touches someone, it becomes an Av. If the Av touches something, what's the next Madrega? A Rishon. A Rishon to a Sheni, Sheni to a Shlish to a Vi. But never, rarely do you have a hechatim, so we're
so
an av.
Only a sheni can become food, only food.
Food!
That's it.
A rishon cannot be metama other than the kelim. A rishon can only be metama echle b'mashkin. So now, rarely do we have a hechatim, so do we ever have a situation where when someone is in one level of tumah, and when it makes contact with something else, when it makes contact,
it stays the same.
Where do you have that? The Mishkav Umoishav.
The clothing.
Not every case. If a person isn't an Alas, the person touches a dead body. So the person becomes a Rishon. What does his clothing become? A Rishon? No.
The person touches a dead body. He's an Avatam. He becomes an Avatam.
And what does he become? The clothing become? Rishon.
A Rishon. Okay.
Just because you touched a dead body does not automatically make your clothing the same status as you. The dead body is Avi Avos. The person touches the dead body, he's an Av. And his clothing that is touching him becomes a rishon.
Something abes habliya. If he's something abes habliya.
Oh, that's the exception. That's a bird. That's not that. Stolen, that's again. That's a.
You're off the
good.
Track. You're off the track.
This guy, he knows everything. This guy. A person swallows the nevela of a kosher bird.
Tahar.
Then the clothing as well become a rishon l'tuma, not an avatuma. An avatuma? No, rishon l'tuma. I don't think.
What's the exception? The exception for what?
If a person. The bird, what is the bird?
Tomabesabliya becomes a. I don't know, let's go. Like a gentleman said, we're off the
wall. Okay, we have over here a person, a Zava, neither you less, they sit down on a chair. They sit down, Zetzachavek on the chair. What happens to the chair? The chair is an Avatumah. That's the same status. A Zav.
What status of Tumah is a Zav?
Av.
And the chair is Av?
Av.
Why doesn't it go out longer?
Gzeres HaKosov. Gzeres HaKosov. Now, Akusi, what are you doing over here? Listen, the whole day I'm dealing with smartphones.
Go ahead.
Oh, I remember
where
I saw this place.
I cannot take a smartphone.
Go, go, go. Keep on talking. Keep on talking, please.
The Marsha.
What?
I remember the Marsha. You're talking about Hanukkah.
If we have over here a zav, the Akusi. Is Akusi a real zav? No. He's not a real zav. Chazal put upon him a chumra of a zav.
Well, the question is he Jewish? That's a question.
What?
Is he Christian?
Before you came, we discussed that. Geri Emes, Geri Adoyos. However, Chazal, at a later point in time, no matter what, they gave them a status of a goy, even if they were Geri Emes. It's not. It's a moot question. Even if the Kusim were Geri Emes, they became lax in their observance, and Chazal downgraded them to goyim, to status of a goy. However, we have this mission as a chiddush. Even though we treat a goy, a kusi, like a goy, and a goy stam a goy is a zav and avatuma. And avatuma, that's the time that Shemix and avatuma. A kusi, for whatever reason, I do not know why, they did not give the full toikef of tuma, and they said it's an avatuma. But if he sits down on a chair, the chair only becomes a rishon l'tuma, does not become an avatuma.
I respectfully say that this mission is talking about before when they were
Geri Emes, and they became lax. Okay, that's what you want to say. This is the article.
I don't know anything. That's my understanding.
Not so posh. Yeah. Okay, fine. That's not our sugya.
Davav and chulin.
Davav and chulin. No shas and svingtips.
Yeah, I heard a shiver on this. That's all.
Okay, so he said that they're dealing this mission is l'sit manda makus and Geri Emes.
They became Geri because the lions.
The lions. They went to the zoos, the brown zoo, they ate them up.
Yeah.
They ate them up for dinner. So there they became slaves, they converted. Was their conversion sincere or was it not sincere? No. Let's assume that Rabbi Shaul is telling us that they were sincere, they're Geri Emes. So they're really Jews. However, they were lax in their observance of Torah mitzvahs.
The problem was that they were Yoshev al kol dam. Any type of dam that came out, they called it dam nida.
That's how daf. And that's kind of
so girls from when they're born already.
But not only that, but even a lady, let's assume she's married or whatever. So any dam, can I say?
Of course.
Any dam that came out, it says dam tome. Maybe it wasn't dam tome, it was dam tar. That's a problem because if the next day.
You can ruin the calculation. That's how today's daf. We got to get there. We're just learning the mission as a hakdama to get to the today's daf. That's why we're going to use the daf.
Hakduma.
Okay, we have over here, no, let's try to get this straight over here. We have a Zav who sits down on a chair. If you would treat the Kus like a bona fide.
We don't say it has the same than Avatoma. It goes down.
But if he would have a bona fide din of a Zav, then what would happen to the chair would be an Avatoma.
Exactly.
But because we don't want to do that to a Kus, we don't want to give him the full toikif of a guy.
Even though they view the Mamush as a guy, no.
So therefore he's quasi, he's in the middle.
Quasi.
Thank you for correcting me. Quasi.
What does quasi mean?
In the middle. Nishtaher. Posech al shnei asifim. Quasi. We think about a quasi zof, which means he's an avatoma. Don't touch him. If he touches you, he touches you tummy. But if he sits down on a chair.
One second, if someone touches a zof, he becomes a what?
Rishine. A rishine. Yeah. Touch a guy, you become a rishine. What?
I give touch a guy, touch a rishine.
Yeah. Right. Shake his hand. You go to business, shake his hand.
No more shaking
hands. Mayim.
Hold on a second. Zman abayis with the eight.
What?
Zman abayis with the eight. When the eight chulam b'tahara, if you touch the guy, you become a rishine with tuma?
Yeah. Even if you don't eat chulam b'tahara. A guy has a set of zav.
A guy is like, not tuma mace?
Tumas Mesos, but Tumas
Zav
is worse.
What? Aretz, you know,
you ask him, and I'm Aretz, no. I'm Aretz, no.
You
have to ask him, he asked I'm Aretz.
I shouldn't say off subject, but I went to see a Gadol Hadar a few years ago. And there was another Gadol Hadar coming, they say his name a little bit off the beaten path, and I went to say hello to him to shake his hand. You want to shake my hand? You know, some people are mocked.
Germs.
But you don't know. Sometimes you don't want
to shake your hand.
He means because of Tumah.
Who knows what?
I know someone that worked for the Pope. I'm not joking. He told me that they taught the Pope that when people run to him the whole day to shake hands, suck on them because they have germs. So they taught the Pope that when you shake, you go like this. Like the way you shake your hand, you're right. You just swipe. You don't ever hold on. just like you lift your hand up to minimize germs. Vayit in the Gemara. Let's So now, therefore, what do they do to this?
But we gotta learn.
Our tavi here is dissolved. The kusi sits down on a chair. What is halacha? The chair is only going to be called a rishon l'tumah. It's not an avtumah. There's a very unique terminology that the Mishnah uses to explain why it's called a rishon. It's a very unique what the Mishnah says.
Yeah.
It says what it says over the Mishnah. V'akusim metamim mishkav tachtoin ke'elyoin. What's mean ke'elyoin? What does it mean ke'elyoin? It means that whatever is on top of me. If let's say I'm standing here and someone puts on my shoulder. Oops. Someone puts on my shoulder a watermelon. Okay, the kusi is walking down the street and the kusi takes off, he's not wearing a shirt and he has on his shoulder a watermelon. That's on top of him. What is the status of the watermelon?
A rishon.
You mean if a kuti has a something? Well,
let's say a zav. Let's say a zav is sitting at home and he has on his shoulder a watermelon. So what is the status of tum of the watermelon? A rishon. What is his chair? An av.
Interesting.
A zav, the chair is an av. He's an av. But anything that is on top of him, it's just like an expression to mean that it's not the chair. When we say elyon, it's just an expression to say that if he touches, or if it's above him.
But if I cut, we're more machmer. He says, oilim comes like an avatoma.
Let's get a zav first. If a zav, we have to understand the terminology. It's very beautiful Chazal's terminology. Yeah. If a zav sits down, a zav is an avatoma.
Yeah.
If he sits on the tree, it's called the tachtoin shel zav. The tachtoin shel zav means it's a mishkov or a moishav,
right.
A chair. And what is the halacha? It is an avatoma.
Right.
In order to differentiate, but let's say the zav touches, shakes your hand.
Yeah.
Let's say the zav is carrying something in his hand. He's carrying something. I'm carrying something. So Chazal borrowed the word. Since the chair is called the tachton, and that's an av, to contrast the tachton, what's an av with what's not an av, they took the opposite word, tachton versus elyon. Tachton is an av, elyon is a rishon.
So what does the language like? Tachton. What? What does it mean? Tachton, bottom is like the elyon. What does it mean? Kid?
No, that's by the kusi. I'm first coming to define the case of a zav himself. Let's get the terminology. It's critical for shas.
So by a zav itself, you say what?
A zav itself. There are tzvei dinim in a zav. There's the tachton shel zav, and there is the elyon shel zav.
What lashon would we say by a zav? A Jewish zav, what would we say?
Same exact thing.
Tachton kelyon?
No. You're confusing the kusi. No. Let's get the terminology.
Why are we talking about a zav? We're talking about kusim over. Why are you talking about a zav?
I'm trying to explain. Let me explain.
Okay.
Let's get the word. We have a kusi. What is the status of a kusi? He's an avatoma. You mask him to that?
Yep.
If the kusi sits on a zav is an avatoma. A zav is an avatoma. If the zav sits down on a chair, what's the status of the chair?
Well, I would say l'chayrit. I'm not sure.
What do you mean not sure? I told you 10 times.
Rishon.
No. The real deal, the real zav.
He's a quasi-Jew.
Quasi.
If a kusi sits on a chair, what's the din of the chair?
We're up to that yet. We're up to the Mishnah. I want to give you hakdama to this Mishnah.
He's not as bad as a zav.
Let's deal with a zav. Mr. Zav, please enter. Here's the zav. The zav, what is he? He's an avatoma. If the zav sits down, the chair is an avatoma. We got that straight?
Yep.
What's the terminology Chazal used? No, tachtoin. A chair goes underneath you. This is not out of space.
I'm sorry.
Gravity. The chair is the tachtoin.
And anything that's not sitting on Chazal.
Let's say the zav shakes your hand.
Let's say
the zav's carrying something. Rishon. So how are Chazal going to differentiate between what the zav touches, the zav carries, the zav moves around, kineged, relative to what the zav sits down on? Well, if what he sits down on is called a tachtoin,
right.
Everything else is called an elyon.
Right.
Okay, we got the terminology? We have three words. Zav, the word tachtoin, and the word elyon. The zav is an avatoma. The tachtoin shel zav is an avatoma. And the elyon is just a term Chazal coined to say that it's going to be a rishon, relative in contrast to the tachtoin.
Right.
The tachtoin is an av, in the middle of the elyon is a rishon.
Yeah.
Okay, we're done with the zav. Mr. Zav, have a nice day. Enter the kusi. Mr. Kusi walks into the shul. Mr. Kusi, what is your status? Av hatoma. Avatuma.
But for a different, for a different reason.
Different reason. Right. Chazal don't like him.
Boyle nidus.
Oh, Boyle nidus. Excellent. Boyle, that's the next thing. Boyleness. Now let's say the Zav is an Avatuma. He's an Avatuma. Now let's say the Zav sits down on a chair. What's the status? So here Chazal say when he sits down on a chair, he's Ke'el Yoinoi Shel Zav. We left out over here one word in the Mishnah. Ke'el Yoinoi, or two words, Shel Zav. It's so popular that the Mishnah did not even need to say those words. V'akusim metamim mishkof tachtoin. The mishkof tachtoin, when he sits down in a chair, ke'elyoin. What do you mean ke'elyoin? Ke'elyoinoi shel zav.
Ah, that comes Rishon LeTumah.
Rishon,
as opposed to a zav.
Who's that? Right. So we have to know the terminology. Yeah, we know the terminology, and it's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
You hear the terminology?
But a boil, someone who's a boil nida.
Yes.
Okay. He becomes an avatoma.
And when he sits down on a chair,
a regular,
a boil nida.
So
what's that? That locha. The
chair.
Oh, that's only shot by a zav.
Only a zav. The zav and the nida. A zava, a nida, yoledes. When they.
No, you just said a nida becomes a rishon l'tumah. Whatever he sits on.
A nida. When a nida sits down on a chair, it's an avatuma.
You made my mistake. Said rishon. Okay.
I made a mistake.
If a nida sits on a chair, you said rishon. So if a nida sits on a chair.
No, I think it's an avatuma. I'm not sure. I'm forgetting. I don't know.
Well, you have
confused. We'll come to it.
You'd have to say it's a rishon, because otherwise, why in the world over here with this kusi?
Because he's a boil nida.
Well, the boil
nida is like the nida. It's the same din.
No,
zelb din.
It's lesser. Not the zelbazach.
Boil nida nasa tamei kamayha.
Let's see. Nachmal.
The bas kusi was in the bed with the ben kusi, right?
What?
The bas kusi was in the bed, so the bed is an avatam.
So makes him a rishon. Yeah. Who says that makes him into a rishon? But that rishon is a lightweight.
Not him.
What?
Talking about the bed, the tachton of the bed.
No, but there's no din tachton. No. See, let's clarify. I want to clarify another very important point that you have just made.
Okay.
Let's clarify. If a zav sits down on a chair, but he's wrapped in 10 layers of, he puts on 10 pairs of pants and 20 socks.
Still a rishon.
There's no contact. There's no contact with the chair.
Me.
The chair is here.
Okay, so what's that halacha?
The chair is an av hatoma. It's not dependent.
Just like a zav?
It's not dependent on the contact. It's dependent on resting your weight. The din of a mishkav u'moshav depends on resting your weight, not depends on physical.
So you're
contact.
Telling me when it says the mishkav. So you're telling me we're talking about a zav now?
Yes. And a nida also.
Ah, so he's an avatoma.
A nida is like
a chair.
Gesundheit.
So the chair is still an avatoma, even though it has nothing to do with coming in contact.
Contact.
Yeah, okay.
Now, when you just said that a nida on the bed, right? You just said, told me this thing, a nida sits down on the bed. If I'm not mistaken, the bed is an avatoma. Avatoma.
Yeah.
And now the husband comes home and he sits down on the bed and he's wearing a pair of pants and he's wearing socks and there's no connection, there's no. Physical
the
contact.
The husband is what? Is an avatama?
No, he's tar.
Oh, it's
tar,
yeah.
Tar.
And he sits on a chair.
On the same chair that the wife is in, and she makes the bed into an avatama.
Yeah.
And he sits there on that chair and he's not making physical contact because he's wearing big pants.
He's original to him.
Nothing happens to him. Zero. He's tar. Remains
why?
Tar.
Mago
there's no physical contact.
What's that? Mago Masa?
So he has to physically touch it. Did he touch it? No, he's got pure pants. He didn't touch it.
Oh, it's only shy for an avatoma to come to chair an avatoma, but
there's
not.
There's no din just because you sit down on the chair.
So din of Adam Bekalim has only been Magro Masa.
Correct.
I got it.
Okay, now let's go to Nachama. So it says here in the mission. Now let's go now. Now here's the
or Masa.
Here's the difference. Here's a very important point.
Automatically
here's a very important point. A man is ba alanida.
No.
He doesn't.
Everybody. No, you have
it. We got to get to this Mishnah. We got to go nowhere.
Because she waited 6 days and then, you know.
No, but not up to that yet.
Yeah,
let's.
Right?
No. The real deal. The woman's the real deal. She's the real need, okay?
The real deal.
And he's Navarian. He's Navarian and he does and he's born her bemazit. It's not good instant when we're talking about these things. You know, people are instantly hearing the phone, they want to hear we're talking about these things that we're talking about. Okay, this person is Baal. The woman is a Nida. And the wife says, husband, I'm a nida. And he says, okay, I'm going to do an avera now. And it's Baal HaNida. Okay, so what is the halacha? He becomes an avatoma.
Okay.
And his avatoma being a nida is...
One second, and the nida, the woman is an avatoma?
No, she's already an avatoma. Yeah, nida is an avatoma.
Automatically, automatic.
Nothing happens, so she remains the same way she was, no change.
So he becomes an avatoma.
He becomes an avatoma. Now, when he becomes an avatoma, he doesn't just stand become an avatoma. If a person is an avatoma, he goes to a cemetery. He comes out of the cemetery, he's an avatoma. If he sits down on a chair, does a chair become tamei? Only if he touches it. No, there's no din mishkav u'moishav. When we say the word mishkav u'moishav, it means there is no physical contact. There is resting your weight upon the chair.
I got it.
The din mishkav u'moishav is only by a nida, by a zav,
but not someone,
a zava,
but not, a
not
ball.
By an avatoma.
So
here's the dilemma. A man is bal anida. So now is a unique halacha. He's an avatoma. And not only is an avatoma, would you believe this? We give him an avatoma like a nida, the power to contaminate the chair that you sit down on.
How? You said he's not matama.
A nida is matama.
No, I'm talking about the husband.
So the husband's not a nida. He's not shaykh. He's a man. A man can become
a nida. No, and he was boiled.
On a nida. Right. So if he was boiled on a nida, so you think it's like mag, it's like touching her? No. When he does a maisa bia, on a nida, the Torah gave the husband a din av hatoma equivalent to his wife.
So that means if he sits on the chair, the chair becomes an avatoma.
No, boil nida is one notch down.
Rishon like a kuti.
Oh, no, the kuti comes next. So Chazal said the kusi has the zelba din like a male who's boiled on nida. Okay, so nida is an avatoma. She has the koyach, the metal mishkav v'moishav. Okay, and if I'm not mistaken, she makes the mishkav into an avatoma, I think it makes an avatoma. But a man that's bal anida, he becomes an avatoma, but he only can make the chair into a rishon l'tumah. No physical contact. He can be wearing pants.
Which is amazing. Which is amazing because his tumah originates from
her.
The lady who he's with.
And yet, he becomes a dinner, becomes like a nida, becomes like a male nida.
Why? Because they view being boiled is not considered a...
That's the Gzer Zakasav, okay? We take to Masa Allah. It's a Gzer Zakasav.
What about someone physically, a stranger touches a nida?
So he becomes a Rishon. Becomes a Rishon. Because she's an Av.
What happens? The Rishon sits on a chair.
Nothing. Impossible. Nothing. Garnished. Yeah. Okay? If a Tommy Mace is on a chair, nothing happens to the chair. A tummy mace. Guy goes the little dead bodies and he comes.
It's only shot by a zav,
a nida, and yoledes. And Mimela, over here, there's a chiddush that a ball anida is an andradin. He becomes, and ball anida becomes
avatoma,
like a nida. Avatoma. He sits there on the chair becomes a rishon, enters the kusi. We hold the kusi is Gary Emes. And his wife is probably also a yid, and he's born her. So when she's a nida, Mimelosh, he becomes an av hatum like a nida. So when he sits down on a chair, the chair becomes ke'elyoinoi shelzov. What's elyoinoi shelzov? A rishon. Not tachtan shelzov.
Which is amazing because he's metama the mishkav.
Correct.
Omoishav.
Correct.
Even without touching it?
Even without touching it. Resting your weight.
It has nothing to do
touching
with it.
Without touching it. Which is amazing, because Stamazoi, an avatoma who touches, it has to be mago masa.
Correct.
So he says,
masa also is no touching.
So
when a person is chayif masa, you don't touch it. You wear gloves.
Right.
If you cause it to move, a mishkov doesn't move. It stays put. You sit down on it, it automatically becomes an avatoma.
How come the tumah is so greater than a Tumas mass? The Tumas mass, we know it's the...
No, it's not necessarily the greatest
tumah. Oh, you're right. Zav is much stronger than Tumas mass.
You do a tahara. Why do a tahara on a dead body? Sheretz v'tel b'yada. This is also a gufa of the sheretz. This is the greatest tumah. It's a different tumah. You're not tevel a dead body, a tahara.
And I made a mistake. Zav is much more of a chamadiga tumah than Tumas mass, because you have to go out from the...
Okay, vital. So now let's chaz the first one of the Mishnah. The Benois Kusim Nidois, Madi Sasan. We give them a Dinida from the moment they've been born, the akusim mitamim.
So kutim, female kutim are always tuma's mother.
Exactly, mitamim mishkav tatachta, and if they sit down on a chair, the chair is going to be ke'elyoin, and you have to add inject into the Mishnah two words ke'elyoin shelzav. Otherwise, the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. This appears in Shas kama v'kama pomim. This Mishnah. The Gemara, what does it mean? Kelyoin, Gansa Chagaya, until Kelyoinoi shells off.
Fine.
Vaita. Mibnei, Shein Boyale Nidois. We give a kusi a din of a nida, and when a nida sits down on a chair, Boyal Nida sits down on a chair, becomes a nava, it becomes a rishon l'toma, even though you don't touch it, one notch lower than a nida. Vehein Yoishois. No, Nayadin. Now it comes to a kusi. Now let's go to the Bnei's kusim. The kusim, they're very confusing people. Yoishois, I'll call dam vidam. They Yoishois, they don't know the halacha, and when you don't know that, when you're too machmir, it's a kula de osili de chumrat. It becomes a kilkul. Now let's explain. Let's give a little hakdama. A beautiful yisoid. You have to remember, in the time of Chazal, a nida was 7 days. We're going back to the time of Chazal. A woman who sees blood for the first time of her cycle, she's tummy for 7 days, no matter what. There's no such thing as seven clean days.
She has to have a hefsik tyra at the end of 7 days.
At the end of 7 days, she has to have a hefsik tyra. Does she? What does it mean? The blood has stopped flowing.
She's still bleeding.
Okay, right. Okay, the blood, does she really have to mean a tyra? I'm not even so sure.
Absolutely. All
right, fine. Fine, right. Hefsek tyra, the blood stops.
If the blood stops after 4 or 5 days, she's still has
doesn't
to wait
matter.
7 days.
Right, no. 7 days. No. Yes.
Yeah.
Not from that far. That from the first day. From the first day.
From the first day.
But not tyra. The first day.
Let's say she saw blood. Let's say it stopped bleeding like 3 days later.
Doesn't
she
matter.
She has to wait. She has to wait.
Four more days. If
and that's and then, 1 second. Then
three more days.
She could
at night.
Four plus three.
At the night of the 8th, mutlabala. There's no such thing as Zayin Nikiyim. And then starts.
Oh, Zayin Nikiyim.
No such thing as Zayin Nikiyim. A woman sees blood. She counts 7 days.
Zayin Nikiyim is after. Okay.
Now it's day 8. Let's say she sees blood on day 8. Shemeres yoim kineged yoim. One day. She observes like one clean day.
Yeah.
Today she's Tameya, and she has to observe a whole day where there's no dam in order for her to be mutter on the next day.
But what happens? She's
let's say she sees dam 2 days in a row. She's still the next day, only one day. Let's say she sees blood during these 11 days. 3 days in a row. 3 days. Oh, she's a Zava Gedoyla.
That's 10 days. 3 days.
If she sees blood 3 days in a row, very good. 2 days in a row.
That's 10 days.
That's
yeah.
That's already so now there are 11 days. Let's now use the number. Let's do. There's seven, right?
No, that's the 10th day. If she sees 3 days.
Let's start the count again to make things simple.
So
let's make
does that. Not,
let's make it
care.
Simple.
Nothing to do with 10 days. We don't care about the
no,
fact.
It's important though what he said. He didn't make a good point. Let's make it simple. There are 7 days of nida. Okay, we're done. Now is a new count. The new count is 11 days. 11.
Any dam that she sees now is considered dam ziva, not dam the ziva. Beginning of a new nida.
But you
cycle.
Have to keep cheshen of that you're still within 11 days, because
you
now
mean after 7 days she sees another, but that's called dam ziva.
Dam ziva. 11 days. She's now in 11 days. These 11 days are critical days. Blood 1 day, tame. Another day, now 3 days. So how many days do you have to observe? She has to observe 7 zayin nikiyim. 7 plus 3 equals 10. She has one more day left. In over yet.
That's assuming that she saw right after.
Exactly.
She saw on day 8 also.
Once she gets past the 11 days, if she sees blood again the next time she sees blood, that's the beginning of the next Nida cycle.
So what happens is an overlap.
Oh, it's a whole Gemara. Machlek, Sveshani, the whole Mishnah. It's not the Nida. We should know this inside out.
What do you mean by overlap?
Okay, we're going to complicate. She sees down
3 days.
Does she have to observe a Shemeres Yom Yom? It's Machlekes. If she sees blood on day 11, does she need to observe a Shemeres Yom Yom on day 12? If I'm not mistaken, it's Machlekes in the Mishnah.
Right, also, when does she go to the mikveh after Zayin Nikiyim?
On by day, not at night. Another afkamina between the Kusim.
I asked Rabbi Shmimit today. So why today, where we are...
We take all the chumras. All the chumras.
What if... She should be able to go to the mikveh today.
Shleit eshtak achter as nida.
Yeah, the reason why...
Shleit eshtak achter as nida.
Who will be forgetting? Why would you be forgetting?
Because it's not really today, women...
It's a gazer on top of a gazer.
Yeah. not a gzera type of gzera.
Another gzera.
It's not a gzera.
We have a gzera to have Zion Akiyim, and you have a gzera
that's right,
that you can't go to
right,
the mikvah.
That's right.
Gzera le gzera.
Not a gzera le gzera.
It's another gzera.
It's kul l'chod gzera.
Kul l'chod gzera.
What Rabbi Shimon tell you?
Imai atabita or something. That because of the mother and the daughter's not going to know. She's going to think that even with it, by a regular needle, that you can go on the 8th and 7th.
Neither, right, neither, because of neither.
No, we know a lot of things that were much more mach than us. Why we're so machmer?
Because this is the Spitz Kedushin Klal Yisrael.
I see what you're saying.
Kedushas Klal Yisrael.
Before you make a shul, you need a mikveh.
Yeah, Kedushin, right, Doyreis. Doyreis and Klal Yisrael. Okay, weiter. This Kedushas Klal Yisrael, so until knife. Now let's go weiter. So now, what are we over here? Over here, so therefore here, the Rishol said the Murdik Vard. Let's say a woman sees yellow blood. Yellow blood. Is yellow blood.
Any type of dam with dam tahar.
Dam tahar. Okay, let's say purple blood.
Dam tahar.
Dam tahar. Fine, dam tahar. So does she really have to count? Is she Nida?
Nope.
No. So therefore, nothing. Garnish from garnish. So, and what, yet because they're ignorant, what do they do? Oh, I saw blood. They assume they're now a nida. So they have 7 days. Now it's day 8. And she sees blood on day 8. Like real blood. Real dam on day 8. So now, according to Jewish law, if she knew the halacha, this would now make her into a nida. Because it's the first time this month she sees blood.
She thinks she's Shemir Shem Kedem.
But she thinks that she saw blood that was not blood. And she started counting. So now she thinks now she's in the 11 days. And she only observes 1 day. So that's a gefer lecha mistake. A gefer lecha kilko. Of many kilkulim. Okay. Other also, when does she go to mikvah? Does she go to mikvah middle of the day? Does she go to mikvah at night? There are many, many different problems that can come from this
thing. And once her calendar is off, it's off.
She's off. She's all messed up. That's why it's bizana zeh to make things simple. B'noy shol machmudus al atzin afilu roiz dam tibus dam kechardol, like a mustard seed.
That's a very tiny.
A tiny mashu she mashu mamele. What is Allah? She has to go b'yoyisher the dam zayin nikiyim a mustard for 7 days. 7 Zayin Nikim. Every woman today treats herself as a Zava Gedoyla. Half of a fella, how machmer they are today. And Rabbi Shol pointed out, a Zava, at least she can go to mikvah by day. She can go to mikvah by day.
And at night she's tar.
And at night she's tar.
It's full yom.
A Nida cannot. A Nida min Atayra can only first go to mikvah at night. Gesundheit. Only first go to mikvah at night. And over here, if even there's so machmer, because Zava, so therefore she should not, they should go to mikvah by day. It would be good enough.
Of a woman. Goes by day, it's worthless?
No, it's not worthless. There's a lot of halachas, which I don't know anything about. It's very complicated. And in Yeshua, in fact, there are coolest certain situations.
Really?
It's not so everything is nisnas a posh, you have
even
to know halachas.
Even today, people, they don't have a choice, they won't have...
Michel Zev, when you become a chassan, I'm going to give you the chassan class.
Okay, next.
And he'll supervise. And Yeshua Lehman, he'll make sure.
The chayyavan abi has quite needed.
Blind lead the blind.
Me.
Okay, that's why Akusi, stay away from these women. Stay away from women in general. But Akusi, stay very far away. Because they're all messed up. Their cycles are totally messed up. V'hein yoshos al kol dam v'dam v'ein chayovin alim al bias midrash, but v'ein chayov alim al bias.
We're talking about the kutim now?
The kusim. Now let us say a person touches a kusi. A person, so no. Therefore, do you have to be chayish? That was the mission. Everything we say is a chumrah. It's not ikar hadin, because let's say a person does indeed touch a kusi. Okay,
so we're talking about with a beggar. His life is a beggar.
Rashi, ein chayav nolecha haloyvesh oy mischase beoisin megodim v'nichnas lemidah. A person.
It's not on the person himself, okay, which is interesting. Why not? Why
you touch the person?
Why are we only talking about the megodim? Why are we talking about the person himself?
The person himself. Good kash. What's the answer?
I don't know.
Ein chayavin alecha will become yonig soon tomorrow. Let's see the Rashi. Ein chayavin alecha haloidei shoy mischase biyosim begodim v'nichnas lemikdash potum bekarbon. Why? Oy im nagu. Oh, it does say. I'm sure. It says.
Great.
It says the Rashi. Oy im nagu oy son.
Begodim.
Begodim. Oh, im nagu oy son. It touched them. Begodim. Shall mishkov. Bitchuma chulin, bitchuma toilin. Another way around, sorry. Haloi veisha mischase b'oisin am begodim v'nichlas l'miglash potum mikarbon. Number two. Oi. Im nagu oisan begodim shal mishkov bitchuma toilin. if it touched im nagu oisim begadim shel mishkav betruma. If those begadim of the mishkav touched truma, you have the begadim that were resting on the mishkav.
Nay.
Okay, so the mishkav is an avatuma, or is a rishon l'tuma. And now truma, and now truma, the kusi sits down. The kusi sits at the tachton of the kusi is kelyenu shel zav. So let's say you take the shmata that's draped around the mishkav, and it touches truma, and so the shayl is, do you burn truma? Truma that is vadai tame, there's a mitzvah deraisa nisraf to burn.
Yeah.
Truma that's a safek tame, toilin. You don't burn it. You don't burn it, but you don't need it. Toilin. So what happens if truma touches something which is tame from the kusi, the mishkav? You have the mishkav of the kusi, and the truma touches the mishkav. Do you burn the truma? No. It's only a suffix. The lo ya dinan inidahi eloi, we really do not know. Behad amad the mistama tumas tumeos gzera derabon. This whole thing is a gzera derabon. Okay,
so we're down the bottom over here.
Yeah.
The kavanah of this mission. Adam hanegeh bekusi v'nichnas lazor ina chayv mishum kniesel midish betuma chudish haran.
You touch the kusi, okay, and then when it comes to the truma, okay, fine, whatever it is. The point over here is, without going into the details, is that this that we just learned in the mission that kusim Chazal made the benois kusim nidos, and this that we said that a kusi is b'cheskas bo boile nidos. Is only a chumra midrabar, and it's a gzera, but it's not a vadai. Maybe the truth is they did things the correct way. Maybe they weren't nizer in the halacha.
Right.
And memel might not mean if a person does an act which under ordinary circumstances he would be chayiv kares. For example, he puts their clothing on, he goes to the Beis HaMikdash, which normally be an act for bias, you bring Tumah into the Beis HaMikdash, there'll be karis, not in this instance, because it's only a suffix. This whole halakha is only midrabanan. Now, with that introduction, we go daf lamed gimel, today's daf.
What about the tzedukim?
Who's not dealing with the tzedukim here? We're dealing with the kusim. Yeah, they told him breed. The tzedukim were real Jews.
The tzedukim
were real Jews.
The kusim were different.
And maybe the tzedukim were better in this matter. Maybe there was no chash. The tzedukim, many farshalim, the tzedukim were extremists. They were extremists in being too religious. So maybe when it came out,
tzedukim didn't leave in Tosh Mapa.
And because of that, they did things.
They did things
that were too an extreme. I don't know the answer. Good question. I don't know the answer. We're focusing here on the kusim.
I was just looking a couple of pages ahead.
Okay, so they talked about the tzedukim. Good. Okay, everyone's ahead of him.
Yeah.
Let's go weiter. Let's now learn Daf Lamed Gimel. Let's turn to Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, the very last line on Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis. It's over here, Yoyna Shelzov. It's not the very last line. It is El Yoyne Shel Zav Mai.
How do you know that something that sits on the top of the Zav is only a Rishon?
Okay, it says over here, how do you know the Halacha El Yoyne Shel Zav? How do you know over here El Yoyne Shel Zav? Let's go to the two dots. Let's go to the two dots before we play Pashkaran, okay? Hakusim Mitamin Mishkav Moyut Kelion Tachton Kelion. Got that?
Yeah.
My base and base, two dots. My Mishkav Tachton. What's meant this terminology? My Mishkav Tachton Kelion Ilema the Iiko Yud Matsois. 10 mattresses. The Yosef Alayu and the Kusi sits down on the mattress. Metamuluhu. All 10 mattresses become Tame. So, in other words, we're now coming to Fatayach Metame Mishkav Tachtoin Ke'elyoin. I forget what I told you for one moment, the real pshat. The Gemara now is trying to entertain different. The terminology is problematic, it's not clear. So, the Gemara is entertaining different possible translations. And what's the case? There are 10 mattresses. Just like the top mattress becomes tummy.
With what? With what?
With an avatoma in the havamina. In the havamina, our kusi is a boil, is an avatoma. Let's assume now, we don't even know why, it was an avatoma. So just like that, when he sits on the top mattress, let's assume now for the moment that the top mattress is going to be an avatoma. So too, the bottom mattress, the tumah spreads all the way down to all 10 mattresses because all of the 10 mattresses are participating.
You don't have to touch it.
In carrying its weight.
We're talking about a kusi.
Okay. So it's metame mishkaf tachtoin ke'elyoin. Just like it's poshut, the top mattress is tame, so to the tachtoin, it spreads all the way down. Ilema. Ilay ma'ha'idika yud matzahs to match this. V'yosef alayu matamulu, all 10 are going to become tamei, the tachton ke'el yoin, pshita. I don't need a mishnah, masech, I need to teach you that. Da'daras luhu. That's a din of drisa. No, it's a terminology which means he's resting his weight on all ten beds. Doras means he's applying his weight upon all 10 mattresses. Memel it's poshut ad me'oid, but all 10 atame. Ella, a nayab shat. Ella, shehe tachtoine shel boyal nida. That's the final answer. Okay, the Gemara does not go through many, it goes only one half minute, one maskana, like this is what I told you, that the tachtoin of a boil nida will have the din of a rishoin. And what's the terminology? The word elyoin is a code word for elyoinoi shel zav. Kelyoinoi shel zav, myelyoinoi shel zav, ain't a elo oichlum mashkin. It can only be a time of food and drink, meaning it's only a rishoin. A rishoin is a time of food and drink, because an av atom is a time of the kelim. Av tachtoinoi shel boil nida, ain't a time elo oichlum mashkin. Frecting, how do you know that? How do you know that if a zav touches you, shakes your hand, you're only a rishon? Well, if a zav touches you, you're only a rishon. Maybe if a zav shakes your hand, you become an avatumah. How do you tackle that halacha?
What's that? He said oichle mashkin, but we said even objects?
No.
That's a kli. An object is a utensil.
What's that? So a zav. It's matam oich mashke, it becomes a rishon.
No, the oich mashke is another way of saying a rishon. It's a term. Oich mashke means a rishon. Adam v'kelim means an av.
Oh, I got it.
Because an
Adam v'kelim means that it's av, in contact source, with it, came in contact right. with an av.
When we talk about Adam v'kelim,
it becomes an avatom.
It becomes a rishon. A utensil and a person can only receive tumah from an avatumah.
I got it.
So whenever we
say, and they become a ritual tumah.
They become a ritual, exactly. Food and drink becomes a sheni with tumah. And it's coming in contact with
a
ritual.
You just said that if a zav touches oichel and mashkin, it becomes a ritual tumah.
No, the terminology, it becomes a sheni. You know, if a zav touches,
zav is an avatumah.
Is an avatumah.
Yes, yeah.
So it makes what he touches into a rishon, which a rishon can only be metame oichel
mashkin. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay,
you got it. It's confusing.
But a zav who sits on a bed
makes the bed into an avatumah.
That's accepted.
So that's called the tachtoin shel zav. The elyoin shel zav is a rishon. So we're saying a chiddush, a boyal nida, a kusi is a boyal nida. We give him a din of an avatumah, but if he sits down on a bed, we give him a koyach that he's matami mishkav v'moyishav, but only making the bed into a rishon, not into an av.
And a rustama boil, and a Jewish person boil
nida. I don't know.
Nida.
I think he's next into an avatumah, if I'm not mistaken.
The bed.
Because
otherwise, what's the chiddush?
What's the difference, right? So you want
to
make a hefresh. You want to make a distinction. The kusi, he's not the full deal. He's not the full.
The question is like, now why?
So now the Gemara is going through all the halachas.
You just said that. If someone's boiling nida, the same thing also.
L'choira, if a man is boiling nida.
And then the chair becomes a rishon.
No, I think he's saying it becomes an avatom. I think if a real boil nida. A kusi, we don't know. Because okay, we do not know what make them. Now, the Gemara now is going to go through all of the sources. Now, we learned in passing that if a kusi sits, if a zav, we're going now to the zav. If the zav sits down on a chair, the chair is what? An avatum.
Yeah.
If the zav shakes your hand, what are you? I'm a rishon. I'm not an av. So you see, the elyoin shel zav is weaker than the tachtoin. How do you know that?
Say that again very quickly.
If a zav sits down on a chair, what's the chair?
Avatum.
If a zav shakes your hand, what are you?
Rishon.
How do you know that? Where in the Torah do you see a distinction between the tachton and the elyon? The tachton is an avan, the elyon is a rishon. What's the source? What's the biblical source? So the Gemara says, elyon shel zav, ein mitam mayel.
Elyon shel zav
Here's the source. Anything which he touches,
a zav.
This is very confusing. If you take this pasuk at face value, asher yiyeh tachtav, who is the subject? Asher yiyeh tachtav, who is the subject of these words? No, the pshut shel mikra, it is beneath him. the person, the Zav, is the subject. Asher Yiyeh Tachtov, whatever is beneath the Zav. And what does it say?
Something on his shoulder. It could be something on his shoulder. It could be either something that he's sitting on or something that's been beneath the Zav.
That means the subject.
Right.
Asher Yiyeh Tachtov, it means the subject
of the Zav is underneath.
Is the object.
Something that the Zav is underneath.
Oh, so the question is, what is the subject of the two words Asher Yiyeh Tachtov? Is the subject the Zav? That means, and that one, whatever is beneath the Zav, or is the subject the object? And the object is here, and what is underneath the object? The Zav. And what does it say? It says Yitma. It says it's going to be Tamei.
Yeah.
How long will it be Tamei for? Yitma means it will be Tamei, meaning for, what does it say in the Pasuk? For one day. The Pasuk goes on, you have to see the whole Pasuk, quickly see the whole Pasuk, you don't see the Gemara. The Gemara Pasuk, hey, b'chol anogeh, b'chol ashayiyah tachtov, Yitma adcho erev. Okay? Only for one day. Go to mikvah, and it's Tamei one day. It's Tamei one day.
That's a classic
Rishon Tumah. It's a Rishon Tumah. Because it was an Ava Tumah.
It would not be Tamei.
Okay, I don't know the answer, but all I know is for this moment right now it means a reshine. Okay, for this moment you have to trust me, never trust me, but it means over here that it's going to reshine. Now, what's going on over here? My tachtav. What's named? What's the subject of tachtav? Ilim a tachtav the zav. What are you talking about?
That's something he's
sitting on. There's another pasuk. There's another. That's the mishkav of Moishav. It says, anyone that touches the mishkav, he becomes, the person that touches the mishkav becomes tameh, which means the mishkav is an avatoma. Because if the mishkav was not an avatoma, then the person that touches cannot become tameh. It's mishkav nafka. Ella hanageh b'chol asher yiyeh azov tachtov. What does that pasuk mean? U'maynihu elyoin shel zav. And the pasuk is saying the subject of yiyeh tachta means they have an object, and what is beneath the object. And what does it say? It says the object goes to mikvah. And that's the raya. The object goes to mikvah and it's Torah at night. Meaning, but the object does not have the power to contaminate someone else. When it comes to the tachtoin of the zav, if someone touches the tachtoin, the person becomes tameh. But the elyoin of the zav, in itself,
so it's above the zav.
What?
You mean
whatever the zav touches?
Yeah.
So it becomes a rishon, and it goes to mikvah. But can the elyon be metame a person?
No. Only a chamashkin.
Only a chamashkin, exactly.
Oh,
when it comes to tachton, it says not only is it tame, it can be metame someone else. But the elyon becomes tame and it stops right there. Nitkoi hakasim mitum chamura. The Torah reduced it. It lowered the elyon shelves off from a tum chamura of an avatoma. Vevilde tum kala. Loim alachash ein metame eloich lomashkin. Gvaldik, okay? So we've learned taich of the words, and we learned the makar. The makar. It's a hard Gemara. Okay, you learned a lot of yesodos. Three lines here.
You're not exposed to this stuff every day.
What?
That's a very big, that the Gemara on the Amud Beis over there. It's an important Gemara to remember. All Gemara's important.
El Diyonei Shal Zav.
Kayak Rabbi Fran.